KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Steve Scher. This is Weekday. War is hard to describe. That may be true both for the combatant who picks up a pen and for a reader far removed from even the memory of the smell of combat. So what do writers of war hope we understand after reading their work? This Iraq War is the first on-time blogged war. So as those blogs become books, are we getting a real sense of this war? Anthony Swofford won the Pacific Northwest Booksellers Award and the Penn Martha Albrand Award for his memoir Jarhead. That was about the first Gulf War. His new book is a work of fiction titled Exit A. He joins us in our studios. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be back.
Great to have you. Michael Yan served as a Special Forces U.S. Army officer, is currently a writer and a blogger in Iraq. MichaelYan-online.com. Michael Yan, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for inviting me on. Actually, I was not an officer, by the way. I was a sergeant.
Oh, you know, that's right. I apologize for that. I meant to fix that. Where are you right now?
I'm in Mosul in Nineveh province in northern Iraq.
We called you a little earlier, and we heard that we had to call you back because you weren't in a good place right now. We weren't sure if you were getting coffee or if you were getting shot at.
I was getting coffee.
All right, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Also with him is Dave Danelow. He served in Iraq in 2004 as a Marine Corps infantry captain. He's a journalist and the author of the award-winning book, Blood Stripes, The Grunt's View of the War in Iraq. Let me start with you two current writers of this current war and just ask a question. Dave Danelow, what do you want your readers to get from your book and from the other writing you're doing?
Well, I think my work right now is really just focused on describing the infantryman's point of view of the war, not probing the politics, not probing the should we be there or shouldn't we be there, but just chronicling the life and experiences of young Marines.
Michael Yan, I guess I have that same question to you. Do you have a desire to see your blogs turn into a book?
Well, they probably will. Actually, I spent most of 2006 working on a book called The Battle for Mosul, but now I'm actually back in Mosul and back in Iraq.
And what do you want your readers to come away with?
I'm just describing, you know, the world from the viewpoint of the people who are actually on the cutting edge of geopolitics.
And in our studios is Anthony Swofford, who was a Marine Corps sniper in the first Gulf War. His book, Jarhead, was well-received, became a movie. He's now got a second book out, fiction book, Exit A. Before I ask you about that book, what was your intention when you wrote Jarhead?
Yeah, I started writing Jarhead almost exactly a decade after the first Gulf War had ended. And, you know, I was trying to, I was 30 at the time, and I was trying to understand that 20-year-old kid who'd been at war and the 18-year-old kid who joined the Marine Corps. And, you know, in Exit A, in my novel, I've turned away from the combatant's world and have moved into kind of the domestic realm, the military base, the children, the sons and daughters of the men who fight our wars, and the sort of long-term consequences of warfare.
Why did you do that? Because you did stay within the military, and yet why did you want to go away from the frontline combatants?
Yeah, I wanted to just investigate that world that I'd known as a kid. You know, my father had been in Vietnam in the mid-70s, lived on a base in Japan, and my childhood was colored, I would say darkly colored, by my father's Vietnam experience.
Do you think that this book could be read, for example, by soldiers on the base in Iraq and get a sense of their own surroundings as well as by reading the fiction? And does it reach them?
I think it will. It may not, you know, I mean, Jarhead reached, you know, the 19-year-old grunt, and I think, you know, the lieutenants, the captains who were leading them in combat. And it also did the thing that Captain Danelo said, which was, you know, I've had countless mothers and siblings and daughters and sons of military men say, you know, thanks for writing that book because now I understand this man who was in my life, who was this part of his life was a mystery to me. And, you know, Exit A opens up the world of the dependent, and that it really, you know, the military is a subculture, and most people are unaware of how it works and what the world looks and feels and sounds like. And
this hour, we're talking about the art of writing about war with three writers: Anthony Swofford, author of Jarhead and his new novel Exit A; Michael Yana, blogger and writer and former military man who's in Mosul right now, blogs online at michaelyan-online.com; and Dave Dinello, who served in Iraq in 2004 as a Marine Corps captain. He's written Blood Stripes, The Grunt's View of the War in Iraq. And Dave Dinello, I know I have to let you go, and I want to get a sense of what are you finding out, what people need to know about what the soldiers on the ground think about the war there, the policies that they're implementing?
Everybody's Iraq is different. That's, I think, the most important thing to understand. It's probably 55 different wars. Every place I go to is different. I spent extensive time in four places in Al-Anbar province. Each one was a different story. Each one had different variables. Each one had different human interests. Each one had different military tactical approaches. That the most important thing, I think, for listeners to understand is the plethora of experiences that so many people are having.
Do you think that's coming across through the various ways we're getting it? Do we get a good sense of this war better than, for example, Anthony Swofford's Gulf War?
That's probably yes and no. I think through the work of folks like Mike Yon, you're able to get a sense. But in another way, the war has gone on for a period of time. The Iraqi point of view is very difficult for journalists to tell, and the military point of view has become in some ways less interesting for mainstream media sources.
Captain David Dinello is author of Blood Stripes, The Grunt's View of the War in Iraq, talking about the art of writing about war. What books you have read that have helped you understand war? Are there stories that haven't been told and you as a veteran still need to be told? We also heard from our guests a little earlier about how there are many, many stories that are being told out of the war in Iraq through blogs, and yet the media has sometimes moved on from the Iraq war, though. Don't you think, Anthony Swofford, that they're going to come back to it now, that this sort of recommitment by the Bush administration refocuses people's attention on Iraq in a way that we may see more coverage?
Yeah, I mean, I hope that it causes us, you know, us citizens and also the media to scrutinize what's happening more often and regularly. I think there's, you know, the news cycle can, you know, easily cycle out of what's happening in the war, and you know, reading the papers and listening to the radio, because I don't watch the television news. I think the newspaper and the radio is you know, more committed generally to sticking to the story, and you know, here we are today talking about it, and yeah, I think that this, you know, surge, if you want to call it, you know, expansion, I think is probably a closer word, a better word, will cause us to pay more attention.
Anthony Swofford's latest novel is Exit A. He's also author of the memoir Jarhead. Michael Yan is back online with us. If I may, you write a lot about what it's like to be an embedded writer and reporter now, but you also write about how you go about that, how you're dressed, and how people react to your dress. And I wonder, would you describe that?
Yes. You know, after I've seen quite a few people burned badly in combat, and I mean burned to death at times, I started wearing several layers of fire-retardant clothing, depending on what the weather's like. Fire is one of your biggest enemies here. It's not always bullets or fragments. A lot of times it's just flashover, and I visit a lot of combat support hospitals, and you know, you'll see the burn patterns. A lot of times the wounds, whether it be on Iraqis or American soldiers, let me give you an example. I saw one soldier, his fingertips were badly burned, and that was it. He wasn't injured otherwise. And he had cut the tips off of his gloves to operate his weapon, and a car bomb went off. And he had ducked down inside of his Humvee turret. The rest of his hands were fine, but his fingertips were seared pretty badly.
And Michael Yan, can you get out and talk to people on the street as an embedded reporter, or are you always surrounded by military?
It depends on where you're at. In Afghanistan, I was out in the most dangerous areas of Afghanistan without U.S. military, and it was every bit as dangerous there as it is here, believe it or not, down in Helmand province and Uruzgan province. So there I was getting to talk with the people.
Anthony Swafford, there are those Iraqi blogs, many of the blogs, of course, in Arabic, so we can't read them either if we're not Arabic speakers. But do you think that those stories might come out over time as they're translated, you know, as people make the effort, that we might see a different kind of literature, in a sense, that could emerge from this war? Because we are getting so much of, even though we're not getting it, there is so much out there of all sides in this combat.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. And you know, I hope that there's a readership that wants it and demands it. You know, there should be a time when, you know, New York publishing houses are trying to give book contracts to Iraqis who are writing blogs, you know, and who, I think there's a thirst for that story.
We were talking to Michael Yan, who was with us in Mosul, and we lost his telephone contact. He writes at michaelyan-online.com, a blogger there and a reporter there as well, who's written for the Weekly Standard and other newspapers and magazines. It seems that that's one thing we never got, for example, in the Vietnam War. Up until now, we're starting to see a few translated writings of the other side. Would you have liked to have seen that same sort of approach from the first Gulf War and the people that were shooting at you?
You know, I'd like to read those books. I'd like to know what Iraqis in Baghdad were experiencing during the 6-week air war that you know probably saved my life and the lives of many other men on the ground. And you know, there's a lot of distance between me and those events, and there's great distance between us, the citizenry, you know, in America, and you know, those bombs and those bullets in Baghdad, and that can sometimes I think make us lazy about being critical of war, lazy about the sort of long-term effects on all sides.
Do you think that the quality of the writers that are emerging from this war represents people who are serious about their writing and their people who are maybe sometimes as well in this army more educated than and more people more educated to have the ability to pick up a pen and tell their story?
I don't know that today's soldier is any more educated than he was.
Certainly more mediated then, more yeah, saturated by media.
More saturated by media, more aware of the avenues that one can use to get the story out. But I think the writers of the books, you know, writing a book is different than writing a blog. And the books, the memoirs and the novels that will really move us about this war, they're going to take a few years because it's really a matter of throwing a lot of paint on the walls, getting a lot of words down. You know, Norman Mailer famously said that, you know, he wrote 100,000 words while he was at war, and it was all the letters that he wrote home, and that was his writer's education. And when he returned, you know, he'd thrown all that paint on the walls, and he was ready to write his novel.
There was, and you said you reviewed a book that was like that in that sense, that had the two parts of it, right? And yet they had the blog that was immediate and powerful, and then the reflection that had not yet had a chance to simmer, perhaps?
Yeah, Colby Bissell, a fine writer, but I think, you know, he needed some distance in order to kind of articulate the return and really kind of like the meaning of what happened to him during those moments that he told so well in the blog.
What's your favorite thing about Exit A in terms of what you want readers to come away with? Is there a particular passage or a particular part that you – it's like asking you to pick your favorite child, I know. But
Yeah, I like the early parts relevant to our conversation are the part one, which is the late 89 on a military base outside Tokyo and these two kids whose fathers were both in Vietnam and seeing them in this kind of crazy world where the cultures collide, the American military culture and Japanese culture, and the collision and mashing of those worlds and of these characters, Severn and Virginia. I think it's vivid and very, very alive.
And I just have to ask you, as we end, did you think that Jarhead, the movie, adequately represented both your book but also the reality of that Gulf War?
I think it did. Yeah, I think it's a quite fine adaptation of a book. This sort of psychological existential center of the book was translated to the screen.
That part was good. There's always a criticism that writers have, but for the most part, for you, that core of it.
Yeah, I felt that the core of it. They sustained the core in that translation.
A good body of work for movies, part of the body of work of movies about war, do you think it works in that way? People can look at it and say, yeah, that's a good representation of what that Gulf War was like.
I think it works really well as a representation, you know, of that war, of the reality of that war, what happened on the ground, and what happened specifically to this, you know, this small cadre of men, and, you know, one man in particular, which happened to be me. But.
Anthony Swofford wrote Jarhead. That's been turned into a movie. His new novel is Exit A. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to Weekday, KUOW 94.9, Seattle